BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, I'm back, and here is Monday's Scott Bills Daily Podcast. On today's show, why Spanish souvenir shops need to clean it up a bit. Greg's on Real or No Real before he starts his own festival, G in the Park. And we've got some treats for him to take through security. Mrs. Brown's Boys, the movie. We don't get it, but millions do. Discuss. And what is suitable to watch with my mum? Wolf on Wall Street or James Bond? Absolutely not.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC
Radio
1.
Ah, one of our bosses just came up to me and went, "Welcome home, Scott." And I went, "Oh, welcome home. Thanks." That's nice, isn't it? That's sweet.
Did he sound like a proud father?
It was one of the lady bosses, actually. Welcome home.
Oh.
Really nice.
Did you get a hug?
No, just a welcome home. That was good enough for me. Can't believe I've been hooed after 5 days away. How rude.
Yeah, I think you were... I mean, it was always going to happen, wasn't it?
Were you encouraging this last week?
No, not at all.
Oh, everyone texted in Scott Mills.
Not at all. And in fact, what will happen now is people like to stir stuff up. Like, actually, I was very complimentary of you last week.
Oh, what were you saying? Feed me.
No. But you make it sound like... Because I know people will now say that Chris was really rude about you last week. Or
yeah.
Chris was saying that Hugh's better.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. That always happens.
Did you say that?
No, of course I didn't. Listen, I support you massively.
I know.
I was there saying how good you are and, you know, how professional you are. And
you know how presenters can be quite paranoid at times.
Mm.
Good. Everything fine last week?
Everything was great.
Was he better than me?
He was different to you.
Different, that's right, yeah. So this is Mills, back off my holidays. Nice time with the family in Mallorca, yeah. It's really nice.
Yeah?
My mum says hi.
Oh, does she?
Yeah. Says hi to all the audience as well.
So was that weird being on holiday? I mean, did you have hot tub moments with your mum?
No, there wasn't a hot tub, no.
Really?
No, it was cool. It was just nice to just chill out with them, you know. I don't get to see them that often, so it's nice. Can I just, though, ask souvenir shops in Spain generally to become more mum-friendly for those times when you are walking through a souvenir shop, which we did a lot, with your mum?
Mm.
Because it's all lovely when you go in. You've got, like, there's always, like, some suntan lotion outside, isn't there? And then you go inside and you've got, like, pens with Mallorca on, and you've got your towels with Mallorca.
Some inflatables.
Some wooden bowls. Who actually buys those? But they're always in the souvenir shops, aren't they? Sometimes with a pestle and mortar. And then you get some, like, Mallorcan lace or something, and normally some local alcohol from the area. And then up pops a massive meat and two veg bottle opener without any warning.
Yeah, and always on holiday you'll get the dodgy playing cards. And also, in my experience, sculptures. But, like, monkeys, excited monkey sculptures.
Yes, like, my mum doesn't want to see that. So we brushed past those, even though they were massive and hard to brush past, and then went straight back to the suntan lotions again.
Didn't treat yourself?
No, I didn't. And neither did my mum, thanks for asking. But it's just, like, a little bit awkward when you're in the souvenir shop. Let's stop that. I mean, it must be for all the stag and hens they have there, but just think of it. Just think of people like me going through the souvenir shop with my mum. Nobody speaks a word. Nobody mentions the meat and two veg bottle opener, but we all saw it.
Oh, please tell me she handled it.
No,
please
she didn't.
She didn't handle it.
Look at that, Scott.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Simon Newcastle says, "I need to suck it up, princess. Just get over it. I watched Game of Thrones with my mum and you're whinging about Spanish gift shops. That's extreme embarrassment. Why would you do that?"
I've started to try and get more comfortable with my mum now. I know that sounds weird, but I think what I'm... Like, forever, I avoid dodgy TV.
So do I.
I can't even... Any little thing annoys me.
Meat and two veg bottle openers. If you saw that in a gift shop with your mum, you would go red, as I did.
But are you trying to break down those barriers now? Are you trying to get closer? And
maybe
you're both
bit.
Adults, you know? You both
exactly.
know that stuff exists.
I mean, we both know that it happens, but
that's,
I just don't want to talk about it with my mum. How are you breaking down the barriers?
I'm just trying to make an effort. So if I see something rude on TV and I happen to be in the room, I won't start making conversation. I will, you know, I will watch it with it, maybe even comment slightly.
I have to flee immediately from the building. Well, from the room at least.
Why don't you make an effort this week? Be strong.
Like, what would you suggest we watch?
Put yourself in situations with your mother that are uncomfortable and see if those barriers can break down.
What could I watch, do you think? I took her to see Bridesmaids, the movie, once, and I thought that would be fine. But if you've seen the opening of that...
It starts quite strong.
That was awful. You know the bit I mean, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
Didn't we watch that together?
We did, yeah.
Yeah, we did. It's fine with you,
yeah,
because we can laugh about it. Not with my mum.
I know.
Game of Thrones with your mum. I mean, that's not like watching Downton Abbey, is it?
A couple of people asking this. The apartment that you were staying in Mallorca, any pampas, or was it?
Not that I saw.
No?
No, not at all, no. Yeah, but I mean, they flash more than an ankle in Game of Thrones, it's fair to say. I think that's a bit extreme. I need to find some middle ground where there's a bit of in the film where I could watch comfortably with my mum, maybe even comment on it, but not. I'm not going as far as Game of Thrones, probably ever.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
No, Geordie Shore, absolutely not watching that with my mum. I mean, it will break down the barriers, and there's plenty to comment on, as Ashley from Lancaster points out, but I'm not going there. Mm.
Here's the thing. I mean, we're happy watching stuff together, aren't we? That's not an issue. The issue
it's mates. With your mates, it doesn't matter. It's funny.
So perhaps to help this situation, maybe I could speak to your mum and try to break down the barriers there, and perhaps you could speak to my mum.
Same what?
And break down the barriers and just help each other out a little bit. Well, maybe it could be that I could have a good conversation with your mum about it all, and then you'll feel less weird. Do you not think that would help at all?
What? So you say, why don't you and Scott sit down together one evening and watch Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah, or I just have a very honest conversation with her about the plot.
Okay.
And get her views on it and that kind of thing. And then maybe you do it with my mum, and then they both know that we've spoken to each other's mums. I'm just offering a service here.
No, it sounds good. But does it end in me having to watch something really cringe with her?
Maybe, but at least you'll know that it's been talked about, and she's happy to talk about it and discuss it.
Okay.
I'm willing to call your mum and break down some barriers.
Okay, well, I don't think this is such a bad idea. It's 1:25 on BBC Radio 1. I think we're all worrying a little bit that after the song with Rihanna, Mickey Echo would become Mickey Echo, but he's back, and he's done a track with Chris Malinchak. It's Radio 1's track of the day with Mickey Echo. This is Stranger. Comments, please, on 81199. Not until after it's finished, mind.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's a little bit Daft Punky. Daft Punk recent years, and it's a little bit kind of 80s Michael Jackson. Nothing wrong with that. It's Chris Malinchak. It is premiered by Pete Tong, was premiered by Pete Tong on Radio 1. Follows the huge success of So Good To Me. Stranger, that is Chris Malinchak featuring Mickey Echo on BBC Radio 1. A lot of really good comments.
David in Cardiff's got a good idea. How about my mum and your mum innuendo bingo together? How do you
yes,
feel? Because I'm sort of game for that.
I think it would be good.
And I think it would really help us, because I think the idea of breaking down these barriers for each other's mums will make living, you know, or just seeing your mum and dad a lot easier.
Someone says, why not start watching things with your mum? Like, first thing, make it a James Bond film, because they're a bit pervy, but not too uncomfortable.
Oh, and build it up.
I'm not sure. I've just found this clip.
I tend to notice little things like that, whether a girl is a blonde or a brunette.
And which do you prefer?
Oh, providing the collars and cuffs match.
We'll talk about that later.
I'm not keen on that, you see.
I'm not sure I could do that with my mum.
I mean, there's nothing much happening there, but like, it's still the conversation I don't want to have that in my life with my mum, sorry.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, we talked about this with Ali Mac earlier. Mrs. Brown's Boys. We've talked about this before on the show. There's a movie out at the moment. Now, the original idea was for me and Chris to go and watch the film together and see which one could last the longest.
Mm. Which just not really... I mean, loads of people obviously like it, but it's not... For some reason, it's something that isn't quite our humour.
Here's the thing, right? It's been massive at the UK box office. Millions of people have been to see this film and they absolutely love it. But I just don't get it. It's had pretty much across the board appalling reviews from newspapers, from magazines, from TV and radio reviewers, all saying they absolutely hate it. But there are so many people that love it. And I just want to know why.
I want to know some of the jokes. I know it's a tiny bit of a plot spoiler, but I kind of want to know why this movie's so massive. But when I watch the TV show itself, That was big as well. Do you remember, like, loads of people watched the just the TV series, and I didn't understand that one.
I don't understand it. The reviews are just awful for all of it. Here's what Annie Mack said earlier about Mrs. Brown's Boys.
Embarrassing.
Really?
Embarrassing to my country and my country people.
Embarrassing to my country and my country people.
It's such a strong view on it.
Whoa.
As well. It's not even, generally, people's reviews are in extremes, so it's not even like, didn't like it that much. It's like, hate it.
Yeah. But apparently, according to some people, it's brilliant. It has to be.
Look how many texts and tweets come in. Like, people love it.
But why is it funny? Tell me why. Why aren't I getting it? Text me, 81199. And next, we'll speak to some people who are maybe in the closet about liking this, but have been to see the film and absolutely thought it was brilliant.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Now, what we're not doing here is being like the film critics are. We're not going to be like, oh, well, you shouldn't like this. If you do like Mrs. Brown's Boys, that's absolutely fine. We're not going to be finger-pointy about it. It's not for us. Like, be proud of it.
No, exactly. But some people will judge.
Love it.
Because they're those kind of people.
Yeah, but we're not like, oh, you're an idiot not to watch it. Like, if you like it, that's fine. Just what we're saying is, if you do like it, be really careful who you tell.
Yeah.
Especially on Twitter. Hello, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Now, you're on the voice changer. So don't worry, your real voice isn't going to be on Radio 1.
Are you going to go for a fake name as well?
Yeah.
What would your name like to be?
Fred.
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 Welcome to the show, Fred. So what do you think, having seen the movie, that if you told anyone, your friends would think?
That I was a bit stupid, and maybe that my sense of humour is weird.
Your sense of humour is weird?
Yeah.
But it's a shame, because you obviously like it. You obviously love the film.
Yes, I do.
It's really tricky, isn't it, when you like something but you don't feel you can share it with your mates?
It is. You know what, Fred? There's millions and millions of other people like you who absolutely loved it, you know?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's loads. It's like huge at the box office, so don't feel alone.
Yeah, you actually don't have to hide away like you're doing.
I may have to wear my T-shirt on the open then.
I wouldn't go that far.
What was your favourite bit?
The bit where they walk into the National Tax Office.
So they walk into the National Tax Office, what happens?
And instead of saying what he wants to say, he makes the fish and chip related order.
This is what I'm saying, I don't understand this show.
So, okay.
instead of saying what he's meant to say, he does a fish and chip order.
Yeah.
In a tax office.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. But are you saying, and that was the funniest bit, right?
It's one of the funniest bits.
I mean, once again, millions and millions of people found that particular joke flipping hilarious.
But also, right now, thousands of people probably just heard that, and I imagine are laughing at the idea of someone ordering fish and chips in the tax office.
Yeah, they are, and they're going to go and see the movie tonight.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Can I just ask, you haven't mentioned anything about this on Twitter or Facebook that you've been to see it, have you?
I think I put on Facebook that I just got back from seeing it. No one liked it or commented on it.
No one liked it or commented on it?
Oh, no. That's a bad sign. that's a bad sign, because there's no unlike option on there, so you have to assume if no one else liked it that that's as good as unlike.
I always thought there should be an unlike, you know.
Oh, there needs to be.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah, for multi-statuses, things like that. It'd just be interesting to see people unliking your status.
Do you know what? I would join Facebook just for that.
Would you?
Imagine how many unlikes I would do a day. Think about it. I would do loads, like unlike. I just would.
I've seen people get a backlash on Twitter by talking good about the movie. It's weird,
yeah,
isn't it?
I've seen that a lot. Just innocent people out to enjoy a bit of Irish humour at the cinema, getting absolutely annihilated on Twitter.
But I'm learning there's a lot more of you out there, and I think you just need to almost come out about this and be happy and proud.
Yeah.
You post it everywhere.
Can I ask, if this is too personal, you don't have to answer it, do your parents know?
Yes.
They do.
And how did they react when you told them?
They ignored me.
They've ignored you. But you know, that'll get better.
You are what you are.
Right, well, thanks for sharing this with us.
Thank you very much.
Good to speak to you, Fred. Now you can carry on with your life.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you feel better?
Yes, I do.
Oh. Okay, love you, bye then.
Love you, bye.
Say again?
No.
It's not working properly, this voice changer thing, is it?
No.
Someone went to see it with their boyfriend and texted everyone for the whole 90 minutes, like literally on their phone the whole time. Someone fell asleep, but once again, loads of people saying they loved it. Hey, good news, everyone. This is the first in a trilogy of Mrs. Brown's films.
No way.
Yeah, there's going to be two more.
Oh, no, the last trilogy that I didn't enjoy, the Hobbit one. No. When I heard that was a trilogy, wasn't too happy. No, the Lord of the Rings. That's the one I mean. Lord of the Rings. I'm going to get slated for that now.
Yeah, you are, yeah. This is one of my favourite reviews about the movie, Mrs. Brown. Try and recall the worst hangover you've ever experienced. Multiply it by 1,000, and you're not even coming close to the level of mind-numbing banality invoked by this film.
Oof.
Ooh, it's pretty harsh. Someone's like, it's because you're not Irish. We've already spoken to an actual Irish, Annie Mack, and here's what she said.
Embarrassing.
Really?
Embarrassing to my country and my country people.
But there are so many people that like it. So many.
I don't get it.
We'll speak to another person on the voice changer next because they don't want to be identified.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We'll talk about a movie that has really buoyed the UK box office. It's taken so much money in the last couple of weeks. It's been number one. It's taken millions and millions. Mrs. Brown's Boys. A lot of people love it. A lot of people don't get it.
Mm.
We're sadly in the don't get it, but we'd quite like to get it camp, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's speak to somebody here that doesn't want the snobby film critics who hated the movie to know who she is. Hello, caller.
Hello, Scott.
Obviously, this isn't your real voice, because that would be a problem.
That's true.
And what would you like your name to be?
Shelley.
Shelley, OK. Shelley.
You sound like a child.
Tell me about the film.
I thought it was great.
Why?
There were blind ninjas.
There's blind ninjas?
Yeah.
What else?
There was a store that she was fighting for.
There was a what? A store.
A store that she was fighting for.
Okay, can you keep talking because this isn't working for me?
Okay.
There was what?
There was a store that she was fighting for.
Oh, no idea. Yeah, and was Mrs. Brown funny?
Yes, she was.
Do you find the TV show funny?
I've never watched a TV show. I can't watch film.
Did you go on your own to this film or did you bring any friends with you?
I took a friend with me.
Say again.
Pardon.
All right. I took a friend with me.
You took a friend.
Was it a date?
No.
Was it a boy or a girl?
Girl.
Okay, and what did she think of it?
She thought it was really good.
She thought it was good as well?
Yeah.
Oh, was it one of those situations where right at the end everyone applauded the film? I've seen that happen before.
Nobody applauded at the end.
They didn't, no.
No.
Okay, but you're saying it's good, but you can't really tell me why, can you?
I can't remember some of it.
All the reasons that you say it's funny don't sound that funny to me. That's the thing.
Have you watched it?
I have, yeah. But I'm afraid I'm one of those that doesn't quite get it.
There were some jokes that were funny. And then there were some parts that were just...
kind of dry.
The voice changer's broken.
I know.
Why?
Rubbish. Hang on.
It goes up and down, up and down. Sorry about this.
Be careful, because we obviously want you to still be anonymous, because that's what you want.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with it, sorry. You would recommend this to anybody, would you?
Yeah.
What do you fear might happen if your true identity would be revealed and you came out as a fan of this film?
People won't respect me as much.
People won't respect you as much?
No.
And that's why you've chosen to have the voice changer?
That's cool.
Do you feel good being able to talk about it, though?
Yeah.
Mm.
Like a weight off my mind.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, because there's loads of other people out there. That's what I'm seeing here. There's loads of other people like you.
And I bet, apart from your friend, you haven't told anyone else that you've been to see it.
No, I told a few people.
Oh, why would you do that?
I don't understand what's wrong with the film.
It's not funny.
Some of it was funny.
No, but here's the thing, Scott. Loads of people do think it's funny.
I know.
This is the thing. You're one of those who just doesn't get it.
Okay, right, I'll level with you. I think I saw part of the Christmas special, okay?
Okay.
Mrs. Brown, that's the bloke who dresses up, yeah. Mrs. Brown was up a Christmas tree.
Okay.
And then the Christmas tree was kind of falling over. And all of my family could not speak because they were laughing so much. I found it completely humour-free.
I don't really know what to say about that, Scott.
Yeah. I get that a load of people love it, I understand it. And it's like a huge film. I just want to know why.
It's weird because there are so many headlines that I'm seeing at the moment saying this is a massive hit, this is a massive smash. But everyone I speak to, in the main, there's not many people like Shelley who's willing to admit it.
I don't meet that many people that will admit it.
But there must be so many people doing it.
But maybe loads of my friends love it, but to me they say, like, oh, yeah, I don't like
that's it. That's the thing. I think they're telling you one thing and doing another.
I think that's exactly what's going on.
They don't want to be judged by you, Scott. That's what it is.
Do you think?
Yeah.
All right, well, good to speak to you, Shelley, not real name.
Thank you.
Oh, so sorry about this. And finally, Shelley, if you say this for me, all right? My name's Shelley, and I love Mrs. Brown's Boys.
My name's Shelley, and I love Mrs. Brown's Boys.
Don't be ashamed of it. I'm glad we could share this with you.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills here. Actually looking forward to this G in the Park with Greg James. Before T in the Park, which is coming up, in the lead-up, Greg James is doing his own little mini-festival. And it's happening at the BBC building in Glasgow all this week. It's got everything you would need. It's got a VIP area. It's got a campfire.
So everything you would need.
Everything you would need. some toilets, portable, and also some headline acts. On a screen, a very small screen at the moment, I can see what G in the Park looks like in Glasgow. It looks a little bit, you know, like when they do the Big Brother coverage. It looks a bit like the outside bit of Big Brother. Mm. But there'll be lots going on there a bit later on, and you'll be able to watch it all as well. The entire show this afternoon will be on the BBC Red Button, and you can spy on him through the night, which is a bit weird. So Greg's staying at the BBC in Glasgow. He's got everything there. He's constructed like his own festival site inside the building. There are some acts on, which we'll tell you about later. First day, though, what we've done is, well, we've tried to make him getting into the building a bit more of a problem. Let's speak to Pippa, Greg's producer. Hi, Pip.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. You all right?
Yes, I'm currently squatting inside Greg's teepee, so...
Oh, that's that one? Always nice.
It's a nice visual image for you there.
Yeah, thanks for that. Something you've always wanted as a producer at Radio 1, I'm sure. Now, is Greg not with you at the moment, is he?
No, definitely not. Not right now.
Okay, right, so...
Why are you squatting?
Well, it's a teepee, so...
Mm. All right.
Would you prefer... I'll just kneel. There we go.
Now, I need to say that... actually, in the park, like every festival, they do have quite thorough security.
Yes.
And obviously, if there is anything that you shouldn't be carrying, you can put it in the bins provided just before you go in.
Yes, you have the option, yes.
Now, what we've done, Pip, have you got that bag there that we gave you?
Yes, I do. I do.
Now, obviously, it's a BBC building, so Greg will need to go through security, stringent checks, and the bag will need to be checked. Now, I mean... this is just to make security a bit of a problem for him and make him feel a bit embarrassed. You could take all this stuff anywhere, really, but it's just going to make it a little bit awkward.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you look inside the bag there, what have you got?
Right.
Can you see some hair dye?
Yes, I can. Some Just For Men moustache and beard.
That's what he favours.
And luckily it penetrates coarse hair, so...
Yeah, no, that's what he needs.
Perfect. Excellent, good.
Also, can you see some pink handcuffs?
I can. I'm packing an actual case for him as we go. This is going to be the bag that he's going
to
be taking. Yeah, I'm just popping these in as we go.
Got to go through festival security. Sorry, Mr. James, don't care who you are.
Well, that's exactly it. Because he's a famous, this could work really well because they will find these things and word will get around about what he has in his bag.
Can you see the big pot of petroleum jelly?
Oh, yeah, right. So the handcuffs are in. And yes, and here it is. A lovely big pot as well. And obviously, that's for welly chafing, I presume.
Yes. That's right. I mean, he's going to be there for a week. He'll need that large family-sized pot.
Of course, yes.
Are the latex gloves in there?
Yes, I think the most sinister out of all the things security might discover.
I know, they're horrible, aren't they? Those are the ones we put on the microphones on Inu and a Bingo. Can you see the framed picture of Matt Edmondson in women's underwear?
Oh, now, yes, this is carefully wrapped up in some beautiful wrapping.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that.
It's not even Photoshopped, that.
No, sadly not.
It's all him.
It's him in some beautiful bright pink underwear.
Can you see the whole wadge of Greg James DJ photo cards with, well, they're pre-signed, with the slogan, "Keep it wacky," on it?
Yes, a bit of massive wadge, and these are going in too.
Get them as well. So then the security will think that he carries signed DJ cards of himself around with him with the phrase, "Keep it wacky." And I think he also pre-signs them.
Yes, pre-signs them all, just in case all those fans are waiting.
That's right.
Plus, he looks very moody in these as well.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Also, is there a gold Radio Academy Award in there?
Oh, it just so happens, yes.
They'll also think that he carries around his awards with him.
Little ego boosts here and there.
I can't wait for this. We're going to do Greg going through security in the next half hour, and we've made sure that they are going to stop him in checks. So this is going to be good. And also, can you see the large bound folder of correspondence with the local council?
Yes.
Yeah, and that is a selection of letters that we've made up. And we've said that they are from Greg to his local council. Just him complaining about things like his rubbish not being collected
on
time.
Yeah, the bins, yeah.
Yeah, stuff like that. So it makes him look like a right old moany complainer posho.
Yeah, it makes him look like one, obviously.
Yes.
That could be so good, this. So security will go through his bag, hopefully find stuff, and word will spread about a very different Greg James, the one that people might know.
That's right.
Yeah, this is true.
The same one that carries a framed picture of Matt Edmondson and some correspondence with the local council, all his awards, and some signed DJ photo cards of himself.
Not forgetting the petroleum jelly.
And the gloves. Awesome. Yeah. So we'll check back in with you in about 15, 20 minutes.
Yes, he's on his way.
Okay,
so,
good.
Yeah.
And then that's when Craig will have to go through security. I don't care who you are, mate. It's a festival. You go through security like everyone else. All right, I'll speak to you in a bit.
Brilliant. Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
All right, Chris, this is going to be good. Stand by. Let's speak to Greg James. Hello, Greg.
Hello, Scott. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
So, G in the Park starts today.
Yes.
This is ridiculous, but I love it.
I think it's going to be a really fun week. I'm ready. I've just turned up with my stuff properly.
Yep.
To go and get into my teepee and get sorted for the show and meet the people who are potentially staying over tonight and get ready for the band and stuff. And and then some headphones were put on me.
Yes.
To speak to you.
Okay, cool. So,
and also, my luggage has been taken from me.
Oh, that's weird. Why have you done that?
Yeah. Well, it's been replaced by a suspicious-looking black wheelie bin bag thing.
Oh, right, that's for, yeah. Suitcase. They have to check everything, don't they?
I've been looking at the pictures of your festival site, and there's this great thing on the Radio 1 website right now. It says, 8 Reasons to Love G in the Park. And it's like someone's got a camera pointed in one direction, then just done a full circle, taking pictures in every direction.
Yeah.
But it does sum it up quite nicely. I like the flowers on the VIP bar the best.
Nice touch, huh?
It Beautiful. Looks like a festival. So what's happening is Greg is staying at the BBC building in Glasgow all this week on a mini festival site that they've constructed inside the building. So it's got everything that a festival would have. It's got portable toilets, it's got a stage with headline acts on it, it's got a campfire, and this is the lead-up to T in the Park, only it's Greg. So it's G in the Park this week.
Get it?
Looking forward to some of the headliners. There's going to be a small audience each day for Greg's festival. And at the end of that day, this is brilliant, 2 lucky people are selected to camp overnight with Greg. Now, you can watch this on the BBC Red Button, and you can even spy on him through the night on the Radio 1 website. That's weird.
I said to Grimmy today, it's a festival and a social experiment at the same time.
Totally.
I don't know how the night bits are going to go. I don't know.
Do you remember when they put cameras in my house years ago and there was weird stuff happening at night which you just don't even think about because obviously you're asleep. Like, you'll be farting galore.
I talk a lot in my sleep. I shout and scream and stuff.
Do you remember those clips we played last time we did the Radio 1 Breakfast Show? And it's like people that use those sleep apps to record what they've said in their sleep.
Yeah.
And there's some really good ones. This is my friend Chris here. Hi, Chris.
Hey.
And the sneaky fart that he did. Just a little one there.
Just only a little one. I mean, it probably wasn't the strongest clip that anyone's recorded in their sleep.
Just a little bit of a rustle of the duvet and then a sneaky...
But you never know what you're going to do in your sleep, Greg.
Like this guy.
Sounds like you're going to get married in a wibbly-wobbly house.
Some guy in his sleep.
What about, wasn't there the lady who said, I don't want to win the Gary?
Oh, that's the best one.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's the best one.
Here he goes.
Go on over the window, Gary. Go
and open the window. Go and open the window, Gary. And the woman that, and the person that was singing DJ Fresh in their sleep.
It's going in. It's going in. It's going in. Oh, no.
Another good reason to watch Greg James through the night on the Radio 1 website. If you can't sleep, get on to the website and watch G in the Park, because you'll see him.
I think it's going to be streamed on YouTube as well tonight.
Oh, Lord.
From 10.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. I've seen the camera, it's right next to my face.
It sounds like there's a lorry reversing in the background.
This lorry is reversing.
I think it might be they're doing some stuff for the Commonwealth Games behind me.
Right, so you've already been in to the building, but obviously you're moving all your stuff into the teepee where you'll be sleeping right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to go through then we can kind of follow you through the site.
Yep, there's
a
couple of burly security guards in front of me.
All right, we'll just put your stuff through there and then we'll speak to you in a minute.
Hello there.
Good afternoon, sir.
Hi.
Welcome to BBC Scotland. May I search your bag?
Well, you can search this bag. For sure, yes.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, absolutely. Scott, why is nothing easy?
Oh,
no. What's going to be in here?
All fine.
I mean, there's nothing dodgy in there, sir. Okay, there's some ladies' hygiene items.
Can you explain those?
Right, and some clearance value latex gloves. What's that there?
Don't know. They're yours.
What's this? It's a folder.
What's he saying about
with,
it?
a folder with...
What are they, Greg?
This is a...
What are they?
Here's a few letters to my council.
Council, that's right, yeah. Why have you been writing, like slightly, you know, arsey letters to the council? What's that about?
I don't know.
Did you steal this one, sir?
Oh.
Sorry, did you steal this?
Well, that appears to be my Radio Academy Award. I take it everywhere with me.
I like it that you take it with you everywhere. Oh, okay, what else is in there?
Oh, that is a photograph of Matt Edmondson naked. That's disgusting.
That's right, in women's underwear.
Take everywhere with me.
Just makes you feel at home, doesn't it, I'm sure.
Yes, it does.
Pop that up next to your sleeping tent.
That was some hair dye, okay.
Chap lips.
Yes, well, it might get cold here in the night, so some petroleum jelly.
Chap lips.
Good. Chap lips.
Has he let you keep that, by the way?
And some of my DJ photo cards signed by me.
And what do they say?
Keep it wacky.
Keep it wacky. The letters to the council in a bound folder are my favourites.
And some pink handcuffs.
There we are.
Well, there we go.
What's he letting through? Any of it?
That's okay, sir.
Am I allowed to take that through?
You can take everything.
Wonderful. You're very liberal in Scotland.
Normal BBC procedure.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, sir.
Who's this guy? We hired him as an actor, is he?
Don't worry, I'll put it all back in. It's fine. Thanks for the letters. They're a very nice touch,
any chance you could read one of the letters, do you think?
Do you want me to read them?
Yeah, go on. Is this going to be okay? Right, sight read it first, maybe, Greg.
Dear sir, unaccustomed as I am to writing letters of this sort, I simply must complain about the frequency of bin collections at my property in recent weeks. As a citizen who is frequently entertaining at his house, often at events in large marquees for members of the local civic society, I often need to dispose of large amounts of waste. Your refuse collection agent, Barry, refused to negotiate with me a more frequent collection, despite my repeated overtures during a 35-minute conversation in my kitchen at which he was offered shortbread. If action cannot be taken on this matter forthwith, I may have to consider returning my civic blazer. Civic blazer. Yours respectfully, Greg James, BA Ons.
Oh,
God. There's loads more.
You're such a moany Radio 1 DJ. that's all right. Just a little welcome
stuff.
Present there from us. So, we'll let you get settled in the teepee. Greg's on air on Radio 1 and on the red button and online from 4 o'clock from his own mini festival, G in the Park.
Excellent.
Speak to you in a bit.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So that was George Ezra and Budapest tonight on Radio 1 Stories from 9 o'clock. This is going to be good. Hugh Stevens joins George Ezra with some train travel as they journey from Bristol to Budapest, following George's kind of favourite places along the way on a lovely scenic train journey, getting to know each other a bit better, and going to some of the places that inspired George's writing.
Oh, OK, so they're talking about George Ezra and not just trains.
It's not just
a train spotting thing.
No. They talk about his music, they talk about, loads of things. Have a listen.
One of the reasons we love you, as well as the songs, is your humour.
Hey.
Humour's, really important to you, isn't it? Like, on stage and online as well.
I never want people to think that I'm taking myself seriously. I take my music seriously, and I think it's amazing that I get to do that, but I don't want people to think that I think I'm anything I'm not. And I know that I'm just a bit of a muppet. And as long as other people know that, that's perfect. Playing gigs, I like to get up on stage and sort of, not in so many words, but I like to remind people that, just like them, I'm somebody. And it just so happens that I like to sing songs. I assume if they're at my gig, they like to hear songs. If you dumb things down, that's perfect. I'm going to play some songs. Hopefully you're going to enjoy them. And hopefully we'll all stay in our own beds tonight and get a good night's kip.
I really like him. This is tonight at 9 o'clock on Radio 1, BBC Radio 1 Stories, introducing George Ezra, a train journey with Hugh and George from the UK
to Budapest. They even talk about George's amazing voice.
When I talk, I think my voice is rather annoying. And not in a, I hate listening to myself back, but it's quite high-pitched. Also, I feel like my face is quite annoying, like my features. Quite big features, and when I'm talking, I can imagine I'm going to put a fist in my face when I'm talking. My singing voice, though, great fun. I love it.
See, it gets really intimate on a train journey. You find out a lot about each other, don't you? Listen tonight, 9 o'clock, or listen again when you want on the BBC iPlayer. And later in the year, I'll be proposing a new Radio 1 documentary where I travel with DJ Fresh on various private jets to the destination that his new song is about called The Maldives, where we end up in the Maldives.
Yes, that's a great idea. What you need to do is get one of your pop star friends to write a song about another country and then go there.
Yeah. So it's tonight with George Ezra from 9 o'clock. It's going to be good, that.
BBC Radio 1.
Pitbull and Kesha, Timber on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills here.
Sorry, it's just you doing your admins there. It was quite weird to see. It was like, you've got basically, like, Scott's got all these bits of paper in front of him, and the last sort of 10, 15 seconds of that song, he just started suddenly doing admins.
I was just pretending I was on the news at the end.
It was all quite odd. Like, you turned the mics on.
Why so did they do
like
that at the end?
Ready to talk, and then all of a sudden started frantically writing stuff down and getting bits of paper. And
I like to prepare for what I'm about to say.
Look well serious.
Unlike some. I've got chap lips. What's wrong with you? Seriously, mate, it's July. You need to get a tan. It's offending my eyes.
Oi, shut up. What are you on about? Why is this? Why do you just casually insult me there? As if
chap lips.
I haven't got any chap lips.
I think it's unacceptable not to have a tan in the summer.
What a stupid thing to say.
I do.
After a certain date, the tan lord.
Well, after a certain date, I just don't think it's on. You shouldn't be having chap lips in July.
The Scott Mills Daily, BBC Radio 1.
Really missed bingo the last week.
Yeah, I'm up for a wet one tomorrow.
1:45, game on with Nick Grimshaw. Possible contenders from the clips you've been sending in this week. Possible, we don't know whether we'll use them or not yet. Include Susie Perry off the F1 talking about pictures of Jenson Button's helmet. 1:45 tomorrow on Innuendo Bingo. Anyone else secretly enjoying the slightly strange montages that they've had on Wimbledon this year on the TV?
I wasn't sure if they were going to go with this again this year. This was something that they did last year as well.
Between the sets, when there's not much going on, they just show you a little. Well, they have a bit of dramatic music on this.
And it's like super slow motion.
Very, very slow motion, dramatic moments from the match. And then occasionally, interspersed in between them, you'll get maybe David Beckham in slow motion adjusting his hair. Or a seagull staring out the camera in slow motion. And then they go back to the action again. It's a bit like on MasterChef, where they have slow-mo pictures of the food, only they've done it for sport now as well, and it kind of works. Also, every time they play this music on the montages, everyone's like, what is it? Feel free to Shazam it, I'll just stay quiet.
How does it work with that?
Stop talking, that's how. Oh, no, sorry, can't recognise it. Do it for a bit longer. Might as well just tell you what it is. It's Hans Zimmer and Time, and it's from the Inception soundtrack. I thought there was an actual orchestra there playing live, so that's disappointed me somewhat.
It does make anything sound epic, though. Like, on the tennis, it can be really, really mundane things. It can just be the net ever so slightly moving.
Yeah. It's just a seagull staring at the camera, but it looks amazing.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
It's been quite a show today, actually. You can tell I've had a break. Do you know what I mean?
It feels like we got through quite a lot of stuff.
We have. I mean, it's just been an epic show. One of our bosses just came up to me and went, "Welcome home, Scott." And I went, "Oh, welcome home, thanks." And then up pops a massive meat and two veg bottle opener without any warning. Game of Thrones with your mum. I mean, that's not like watching Downton Abbey, is it? About Mrs. Brown's boys.
Embarrassing.
Really?
Embarrassing to my country and my country people.
Embarrassing to my country and my country people.
It's such a strong view on it.
Whoa.
As well.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Greg James is ready for his mini festival G in the park. Hello.
Right. Just, you know, for their first
Hello.
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 Oh, okay, good. Hi.
I'm here. Sorry, we're just getting the finishing touches on today's.
Oh, I thought you were like just swaying to my sweet reggae music that I was just playing.
Oh, marry that girl, bloody blah, bloody blah.
Well, I can see a velvet rope from the screen that I have next to me now.
How can you now?
Is that a velvet rope? Is it like you're not coming in the club? Is that for the VIPs?
That's absolutely for the VIPs. Yeah.
I'm having.
Yeah. So today we were going to have churches on.
Yes.
Unfortunately, one of them is not very well, so they've had to pull out today.
Oh.
But this happens with festivals, you know, the lineup can change. But what we've done is we were going to have the Red Hot Chili Pipers on Friday.
Yeah.
We're actually going to have them on today.
Yes, that's a good start to the week. That's really good. So, Greg, with the Red Hot Chili Pipers, loads of live music and, well, festival madness, really, from 4 o'clock, from G in the Park.
It sounds like everyone's just getting ready at the moment, like frantic preparations.
Yeah.
It is frantic, yeah. The Chili Pipers are about to rehearse, so I come into a quiet room.
You need to watch this. Like, even if you have a little glimpse of it at 4 o'clock when Greg goes on air, it looks just like a proper festival. But it's in the BBC building in Glasgow, and some people will get to sleep with Greg tonight.
I've just met the audience as well. They're really nice.
Is one of them getting the chance maybe to camp over with you?
Yeah, there'll be, well, two of them out of the eight that are here will be able to. They've all brought their stuff, and two of them will be able to stay over tonight.
Well, that's a present, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Greg James from 4 o'clock, and here is Real or No Real.
Brad, Tristan and James from The Vamps are ranked numbers 8, 5 and 2 respectively in the worldwide rankings on the Ridiculous Fishing smartphone game.
Oh, right.
In the what?
Ridiculous Fishing smartphone game.
Oh.
Sort of makes sense, because they must have so much time on their hands.
There's a lot of waiting around when you're a pop star. Like, you know, you're waiting in a TV studio, you're waiting to go on a radio show like this one, and you do see them on their phones a lot. So it wouldn't surprise me if they are absolutely killing it at Ridiculous Fishing.
Mm. I think maybe that's why all pop stars, whenever you speak to them, the first thing they say is, you go, are you all right? They go, oh, tired.
Tired. Mm. Without, oh, without exception, really. Are you all right? Oh, tired.
It's the thing that always happens.
Yeah.
Always. So, yeah, I reckon this is real.
Yeah, I reckon they've got loads of time on hand. I'm going to say real on this one.
That one is no real.
Oh. No.
Oh, what?
Not true, but previously on Real or No Real, we have found out that Jared Leto was once number one, world number one, at Sonic the Hedgehog.
Well, that makes sense because, I mean, he is a pop star and a film star.
Yeah.
So, he'll be extra tired all the time.
Number one worldwide at Sonic, though. It's quite something.
Pretty good.
And next.
Scientists have found that two-thirds of men hate boredom so much that they'd rather give themselves electric shocks for an hour than sit in a room doing nothing.
Now, that sounds like a science fact there.
Yeah.
Sounds like something that's some kind of experiment has happened.
But I love doing nothing.
Yeah, you love it. You see, I'm the opposite. I don't like boredom.
But I'm rarely bored.
Yeah. Well, you're a very busy man, Scott.
Well,
as well everyone knows.
No, but when I'm not doing anything, I don't really mind. I don't get bored. Greg?
Do you get... I never get to the point where I'm like, I have nothing to do.
No.
Never. There's always something to do.
Would you rather be electrocuted than bored, though?
Probably.
Not
I probably
weird.
Would.
And well, I would.
You can
I,
avoid it because you can avoid being bored. There's always something to do.
Yes, I would. I would say that I don't like boredom, so I would rather do that for an hour. That's two of us. Scott, you're saying the opposite.
Yeah, but so I'm not playing.
But that's the point. Two out of three. This says so. Okay. I'm going to say that backs up the fact. I'm saying real.
That one is real.
Oh, great!
I didn't even answer.
Oh, don't worry. I was going to go for maybe
that
a
one.
Good
is
game.
Real.
Good. I'm glad you said that because it was real. Scientists put a load of people in a room with nothing to do but push a button and give themselves electric shocks. Two thirds of the men opted to shock themselves.
Wow.
And what about this fact? Is it real or no real?
The jingles on Friction's Radio 1 drum and bass show are voiced by Brian Bedonde from the Face Jacket comedy series.
Oh, come on.
If you don't know who Friction is, this is his show.
It's drum and bass right now with me, Friction, BBC Radio 1 and 1 Extra.
Okay.
That's what he does.
So hang on, if that was true, it would be...
I'm Friction
on Radio 1.
Yes, it would be exactly that.
There is some weird stuff going on with Radio 1 specialist hours at the moment, including Rodigan, who will regularly shout out Target's mum. Throughout it.
That's right.
We learnt that in Real or No Real recently.
He does like a little request to DJ Target's mum every week.
That's nice.
I know, it's good of him.
But Brian Bedonde on the jingles.
Yeah, on Friction's drum and bass show. Listen again on iPlayer whenever you want if you love your drum and bass. Real or no real?
I mean, I think that's real. If it's not real, I'm going to get him on my show. It's a good idea.
So you're saying real. I would love that to happen, but I just fear it's no real. I'm saying no real.
That one is real.
Of course it's real. Loads of weird stuff happens at nighttime on Radio 1. Here's some examples.
Wow, Brixton.
It was just as you thought it was.
Oh, that was loud.
Wow, Brixton.
And this one is quite incredible.
Oh, that was loud. This is Brian Bodondi, and thanks to the Radio 1 Brixtra drum and bass show with Brixton, I've become a bit of a mean beatboxer. Would you like to hear some?
Brixton.
There we are.
Wow.
That all happens on Radio 1 and one extra on the drum and bass show.
They only come out at night.
That's right, 3 a.m. to be precise, on Saturday night into Sunday morning. Love Brixton. Okay, right, next one. Your last one today on Real or No Real for Monday.
Sue Barker left the BBC Wimbledon studio less than 2 minutes after the final show went off the air yesterday to fly to her summer retreat in the Hollywood Hills.
Oh, what a lovely thought.
Start the car.
Start the car, sweetheart.
Start the car. It's the end of the fifth set.
That's right.
She must be used to it. I mean, this, what is this, her 100th Wimbledon or
something like that? Yeah.
I mean, she's been on. She does it every year without fail. She's a legend. That crown will never leave from her. Well, she'll always get that job as long as she wants it, I think.
Do you think that she is straight out of the door though? Like, just does her show and hits the door?
I think she just knows she's on next year. You know, she.
Yeah, I mean, she's got that job for life.
I think she'd be straight out the door, straight to the Wimbledon ball that night. Because they have the ball famously after that night, don't they?
Do you think she's like one of them ones, like the old school ones that drinks the champagnes during the shows?
Oh, yeah, of course.
No, no moe, no show, eh, love?
I've just bit my lip.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, that happens.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, I think so. So, Sue Barker, not stopping until she reaches the Hollywood Hills. Oh, real or no real?
I'm going to have to say real now.
I'm going
to
say no real.
That one is no real.
Of course it's not. And at the end of that round of real or no real?
Greg, that last one, did you say real or no real?
I said no real.
I'll give you benefit of doubt. I got 10, you got 30.
Why would you do that?
Can I just say, yes? No moe, no showe. It came out of your mouth too easily.
Do you know what?
That, you've said that before to an agent or somebody.
Yes.
No, I haven't.
Yes,
why are the people cheering?
I'm not sure. I think someone might have just streaked through the festival.
Oh, goodness. You don't want that.
I think no moe, no showe is what you write on your rider, isn't it?
No,
Scott?
It is not, no. Anyway.
On your tombstone.
That'll definitely be on. Write that down. Hang on. I'll write it down. It's my tombstone. Hang on. No point in everyone else doing it. Right, Greg, have a good festival.
Thank you.
See you at 4 o'clock. Watch on the Radio 1 website, on the BBC Red button, and listen on Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Those were the best bits of Monday's show. Join us tomorrow, live between 1 and 4 on BBC Radio 1, or at the end of the day, get this podcast if you missed the live show. Tomorrow, playing Innuendo Bingo. It's been ages. It's Grimmy. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.